但是基督肉身上的软弱。
The Bible records the weakness of Christ.
那当然大家会认为基督怎么会有软弱。
And of course we think, how could Jesus have weakness?
那基督他是本来天上的神大成为肉身。
Christ is God in the form of flesh.
成为人的样子。
He became like the likeness of man.
所以他也经历人的软弱。
He went through the weakness of man.
所以我们晚上就要查考吧，基督在肉身上软弱到底是代表着什么。
So tonight we will study what the weakness of Christ in the flesh represents.
因为一般的人不断愿意谈到自己的软弱。
Because normally a person wouldn't speak of their own weakness.
今天晚上主要查考的目的就是因为甚至于基督在肉体的时候也有他的软弱。
So tonight we will talk about this because even Christ had weakness in the flesh.
难怪后来基督他怎么能够得到荣耀。
And we will learn of how Christ ultimately gained glory.
因此软弱对一个人来说并不是一个很羞耻的事情。
So weakness isn't something to be ashamed of.
那我们首先来看圣经中对软弱的定义到底是什么。
So now we will look at the definition of weakness in the Bible.
第一个呢我们请看四书记。
First, let's look at Judges.
四书记十六章十七节。
Judges 16 verse 17.
四书记十六章十七节。
Judges 16 verse 17.
参孙就把他心中所藏的都告诉了他，对他说向来没有人用剃头刀剃我的头，因为我自从出母胎就归神为拿西尔人，若剃了我的头发，我的力气就离开我，我便软弱像别人一样。
Okay. Verse 17, that he told her all his heart and said to her, No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man.
我们知道参孙是一位大力士。
So we know that Samson was a mighty man.
那他大力士的原因并不是他一出生就很有力量的。
And he was a mighty man not because of his strength that he gained when he was born.
是因为他出母胎的时候，神就告诉他妈妈，这个婴孩出生以后不要理他的头发。
It was because when the baby was born, God told his mother that he could not shave his head.
他清酒浓酒都不能喝。
He could not drink wine.
就是过着一个拿西尔人的生活。
He led a life of a Nazarite.
也就是要敬虔归神为圣。
Which is to be devout and follow God.
那神就给他力量。
And God gave him strength.
神给他力量的原因就是要拯救以色列人。
God gave him strength to save the Israelites.
但是他几次因为女人的关系。
But because of his relationships with women,
现在是这一次他的妻子叫做大利拉。
His wife is called Delilah.
大利拉跟他的关系也是要利用参孙的。
Delilah took advantage of Samson.
所以这个时候大利拉就一直吵着参孙说：“你利用那么大的原因到底是什么？”
She wanted to know why Samson couldn't shave his head.
那刚开始参孙他不大愿意来说明。
And Samson wouldn't tell her.
可是这个妻子这个女人一直吵着他，你还说你爱我，你爱我为什么不把这个秘密告诉我呢？
But Delilah kept pushing him and said, "If you love me, why won't you tell me your secret?"
所以几乎天天就吵着他。
So almost every day she would annoy him.
吵到后来实在是没办法了。
And ultimately he couldn't take it anymore.
所以他只好投降了。
So he surrendered.
就告诉大力大实话。
And told Delilah the truth.
说有人要是剃我的头以后
So he says that if anyone shaves my head,
那我的力气就离开我，我就像一般人一样。
Then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man.
同时我就软弱了。
I will become weak.
就没有力量的。
And have no strength.
他被剃了头以后就会变成软弱。
After he shaves his head, he will become weak.
可是事实上他这个时候已经软弱了。
But in reality, at this moment, he was weak.
他虽然还没有被剃头发。
Even before he shaved his head.
可是他的心已经软弱了。
He was still weak in his heart.
那为什么他的心已经软弱了呢？
And why was he weak in heart?
因为他不能够抗拒这种诱惑，还有他大力大来的压力。
Because he could not fight against the temptation and the pressure.
哦，很多人呢一直吵着他，这个大力大一直吵着他。
There were many people who were annoying him.
我们记得主耶稣有一次也是碰到一个很大的压力。
And once Jesus was faced with a big pressure.
有个正在犯淫乱的妇人被抓到了。
There was an adulterous woman who was caught.
大家把她带到主耶稣那里去呀。
And everybody brought her before Jesus.
就问主耶稣说要怎么处理这个女人。
And they asked Jesus, "What do we do with this woman?"
耶稣不说话。
And Jesus said nothing.
当时大家一直吵着耶稣你要说话了，你要表态呀。
But everyone kept pushing Jesus, saying, "You should say something."
我们看很多人在吵着他。
There were many people who were pushing him.
那个是一个压力呀。
And that's a pressure.
但是主耶稣并没有屈服。
But Jesus did not give up.
主耶稣还是保持沉默。
He maintained his calm.
但是参孙呢，他就不能够应付他不能够抗拒这种诱惑，还有外来的压力。
But Samson was unable to resist the temptation and outward pressure.
这个就是他的软弱。
And this was his weakness.
所以他的软弱并不是因为被剃了头发以后才软弱，现在已经软弱了。
So his weakness was not only from shaving his head; it had come now already.
所以第一个定义就是无法抗拒诱惑还是压力。
So the first definition is inability to resist the temptation or pressure.
那第二个呢？
And the second.
请看撒母耳记下第三章三十九节。
Please turn to 2 Samuel 3 verse 39.
撒母耳记下三章三十九节。
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse
39. 三章三十九节。
3:39.
我虽然受膏为王，今日还是软弱。这希路亚的两个儿子比我刚强，愿神照着恶人所行的报应他。
Verse 39, and I am weak today, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zariah, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoer according to his wickedness.
好，那这里是记载当时，大卫他受膏为王。
So, this passage is talking about the time when David was anointed king.
因为要追杀他的扫罗王也刚刚过世。
Because, the one who was chasing after him, King Saul, had died.
那他刚开始呢，还是软弱的。
And in the beginning, he was weak.
但是他有两位元帅。
But he had two.
就是希路亚的两个儿子，比他还刚强。
He had two generals who were stronger than him.
这两个元帅呢，比他还强。
These generals were stronger than him.
那这两个呢？因为他们也是从小的时候就参加战争的。
And because they had fought in wars ever since they were little.
所以在作战这方面呢，也是很有经验。
They were very experienced in warfare.
那当然也不输给大卫王。
But of course they did not lose to King David.
但是。这个时候，大卫王他已经被膏为王。
And at this time, King David was already anointed king.
但是外在的环境呢，有两个比他强。
And but outside in outside around him, there were two generals who were stronger than him.
他说我现在还是软弱。
He says, "I am still weak."
因为他不能够改变别人呢。
Because he can't change other people.
那两个也是很有经验的战士啊。
And those two generals were very strong.
也是可以做元帅的。
They were able to become generals.
在战场上也是很勇敢的人啊。
They were very brave in war.
也不输给大卫王啊。
They did not lose to King David.
可是别人他不能够去控制。
But and he could not control those other people.
那外面就是一种形式，一种时势。这个形式呢，是他无法去改变的。
He could not change what was outside.
那这个也是一种软弱。
And this is a weakness.
那第三个
，and third，
我们看哥林多后书十二章第九节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
哥林多后书十二章第九节。
2 Corinthians 12 verse
9. 第九节。
Verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸耀自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力啊覆庇我。”
Verse 9, and he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
保罗他说、啊、有一根刺、啊、在他身上。
Paul said that there was a thorn in himself.
那这根刺、啊、到底是什么
？And what was this thorn?、
啊、他说是撒旦的差役。
He said it was a Satan's buffet.
那撒旦的差役到底是谁呢
？And what did who is Satan's messenger?、
啊、我们请看十一章，哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians 11.
十一章的第十三节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13.
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。15节。
15.
所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。这里提到假使徒。
So here it talks about false apostles.
那保罗怎么来形容这些假使徒呢
？And how does Paul describe these false apostles？
他说是差役，这是魔鬼派来的差役。
Those were messengers of Satan。
这些差役经常扯保罗的后腿啊。
And they would often bother Paul。
因为保罗看起来很麻烦，这些人呢、啊，对于福音呢、啊、也没有什么好处啊。
Because they did not benefit the gospel。
但是很多人也看不出来啊。
And people couldn't tell them apart。
很多人听他们的话。
Many people listen to them.
但是耶稣基督已经来为我们牺牲了。
And Jesus Christ already sacrificed himself for us.
不需要再去守那些旧约的律法。
We no longer need to follow the laws of the Old Testament.
现在是要靠着耶稣基督的宝血而得救。
Now we need to rely on Jesus' blood to be saved.
所以这些假使徒啊，对他来说啊，是传福音的障碍呀。
So these false apostles are burdens for the preacher.
保罗要花很多时间啊，去处理这些问题。
You must use lots of time to deal with these false apostles.
所以他认为这是夹在他身上一根刺。
So he thought that this was a thorn in the flesh.
当然这根刺啊，能够离开最好了。
And of course, if this thorn could leave him, it would be the best.
让他传福音啊，能更顺畅。
So that he could preach more easily.
让他的人际关系啊更好。
And have better relationships.
但是呢，这个没办法，因为嘴巴在别人的口，在别人的身上。
But there was nothing that could be done because he could not take the thorn out. Control the mouths of others.
那些人的嘴要攻击保罗的话，他也不能去控制他们呢。
If they were going to attack Paul with their mouths, Paul could not control them.
所以这根刺啊，就一直留在他身上。
So this thorn was left in Paul.
他求过三次。
And he asked three times.
他一定是很认真祷告。
He must have prayed diligently.
他求神把这根刺拿开呀。
To ask God to take the thorn away from him.
但是神好像没有答应。
But God did not seem to answer his prayer.
神只说啊，我的恩典呢够你用。
God said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
所以我们看保罗一直祷告，他的灵修也很好啊。
So Paul had constantly prayed.
但是这根刺还是存在着。
But this thorn remained in him.
所以可见这根刺是不是要去除跟他的灵修那没有什么关系。
So it has nothing to do with his spiritual cultivation.
所以有一种的软弱就是自己灵修再好都没有办法去超越的这种障碍。
So one form of weakness is unable to surpass the obstacles through spiritual cultivation.
比如说这个生理上的障碍。
Weakness of the flesh.
环境的障碍
，like environmental obstacles，
还是说人际关系之间的障碍
，or relationship obstacles，
还是我们本身的障碍啊，本身经验的障碍
，our own weaknesses，
那这些都是不能够改变的
，and these are unchangeable。
比如说，我们要在职场上要跟别人竞争
For example, if we want to fight against other people.
那当然，有些时候别人的履历表比我们更好看呢。
Of course, sometimes their resumes look better than ours.
因为他们或许有三年、五年的经验。
Maybe they have 3 to 5 years of experience.
或许更久，十年的经验。
Or even 10 years of experience.
我们可能没有什么经验。
And we probably have none.
那这个也是一种的。软弱了。
And this is a form of weakness.
因为这个再怎么去灵修，就是事实就是这样子。
Because even if you continue to spiritually cultivate yourself, you're still like this.
那可是我们看，基督的恩典要在这个软弱上啊彰显出来。
But God's strength is made perfect in our weakness.
那我们看一般人哈、啊，可能认为讲基督耶稣在世的时候啊，每个时刻啊，可能都是一位强者。
So a normal person would think that Christ in the flesh would be a very strong person.
因为基督耶稣能够行神迹呀、啊。
He could perform miracles.
哦，他能够变饼给很多的人吃。
He could make bread for everyone.
他能够让瞎眼的可以看得见。
He could let the blind see.
让瘸腿的能够走路。
Let the lame walk.
啊，所以大家以为他很强。
So everyone would think he's strong.
那其实基督耶稣是站在软弱的位置上来带领当时的跟随者啊。
But Jesus was standing on weakness to guide the people.
那甚至会成为仆人。
And he became a servant.
我们看他一出生在哪里
？Where was he born?
啊，出生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
啊，没有人出生在马槽里呀。
Nobody is born in a manger.
除了他以外。
Except for him.
啊、这个是不能够改变的。
And this is not changeable.
那主耶稣的身世也很卑微。
And Jesus's status was very low.
因为他出生在木匠的家庭里。
He was born in a carpenter's house.
啊，出生在哪个家庭也是不能够改变的。
And you can't change what family you're born into.
所以很多事情啊是人啊不能够改变的。
So there are many things that man cannot change.
是男是女，一出生就是注定要生男是女，这个不能够改变的。
If you're born a boy or girl, you cannot change that.
啊，被谁出生，自己的父母亲是谁，也不能够改变的。
And you can't change who your parents are.
啊，主耶稣基督，他出生在木匠的家庭里。
And Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
啊，甚至于呢，甚至于他要升天以前哈。
And even before he rose up to heaven,
他的门徒还在问他说：“你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”
His disciples even asked him, "Is this the time when you're gonna save the Israelites?"
可见大家对耶稣的期待是很高啊。
And everyone had high hopes for God.
可是耶稣好像要升天以前还没有按照门徒所想象的说把以色列国复兴起来，脱离罗马帝国独立。
But it seems like before Jesus left, he had not helped the Israelites.
所以就是他要被接升天以前还是软弱的。
So even before he was ascended up to heaven, he was still weak.
啊，所以他的门徒在这样问。
And his disciples asked him.
那耶稣由软弱进入刚强荣耀。
Jesus became strong and glorious through weakness.
后来他说被升天了。
And he rose up to heaven.
啊，就享受到神给他的荣耀。
And experience God's glory.
所以我们要学习如何在软弱中啊，能够体验神的能力与恩典。
So we need to learn how to experience God's power and grace in our weakness.
好，那我们来看基督的软弱是在哪些方面。
And so let's look at how Jesus Christ was weak.
啊，他的软弱跟我们软弱是不是一样
？Is his weakness the same as ours?
啊，因为他成为人的样子。
Because he became like man.
那跟我们都一样啊，我们也是人啊。
We are men too.
啊，所以圣经说啊，他被软弱所困。
And he, Christ was subject to weakness.
好，请看希伯来书第五章第二节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5 verse 2.
希伯来书五章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 2.
他能体谅、啊、那愚蒙的和失明的人，因他自己也是被软弱所困。
He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also beset by weakness.
因为他是神啊，道成肉身，成为人的样子。
Because God came into the flesh to become like men.
那既然是人的话，都有他的极限。
Since he was human, he had a human's weaknesses.
所以他也有软弱。
He had weaknesses.
因此圣经说他是被软弱所困。
And therefore, the Bible says that he was beset by weakness.
好，那么现在看他软弱到底是什么？他被软弱所困了。
And let's see what the weakness was.
好，第一个哈，我们请看罗马书第八章。
First, let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 3.
罗马书第八章第三节。
Romans 8, verse 3.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
3. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh.
所以他是以肉体的形态来出生的。
So Christ was born in the flesh.
也就跟我们一样有血有肉。
And therefore, is like us with flesh and blood.
他也会生气啊。
He can get angry.
所以有时候他对那些不法的人也很生气啊。
So sometimes he would be angry at the unlawful.
啊，他也是有情绪的。
He had moods.
Emotions.
Emotions.
啊，所以跟大家都是一样的。
He was like everyone else.
所以他就成为罪身的形状。
And he became in the likeness of sinful flesh.
那既然是罪身的形状，就是有极限，有所软弱。
And because he was of sinful flesh, he had weakness.
当他被圣灵引导到旷野接受试探的时候
，When he was led by the Spirit into the desert and tempted，
那当时魔鬼就说了：“你可以把这些石头变为饼啊。
”Satan said, "You can turn these rocks into bread."
那可以把它变成食物啊，因为你肚子饿了，已经经过40天没有吃饭了，你就把石头变成饼，你就可以充饥。
Make it into food because you've been hungry, and so make it fill up your stomach.
那他可以这样做。
And he could have done this.
但是他没有。
But he didn't.
那为什么呢？
And why?
因为他成为人子的样子。
Because he was made into the likeness of man.
他来到世间就是要故意要经历大家的软弱。
He wanted to experience everyone's weakness.
所以他是被罪身的以罪身的形状来到世上。
So he came into the world in the likeness of sinful flesh.
那他被肉体所困。
And he was...of sinful flesh.
但肉体就是我们普通人呢。
And flesh is our typical human being.
啊，那魔鬼又说啊，你可以到那个圣殿的顶端啊，从上面跳下来的。
And Satan said you can go up to the top of the temple and jump down.
因为神会保护你呀。
Because God will protect you.
啊，但是因为他是身为人的样子。
But because God came in the likeness of man.
他被肉体所困。
He was of sinful flesh.
人家摔下来跟。你我都是一样的呢。
If he fell, he would be like you and me.
因为他不试探神。
Because he does not tempt God.
在他被律法所困。
And then he was subject to the law.
啊，请看路啊，这个加拉太书第四章。
Let's look at Galatians 4.
加拉太书第四
章。Galatians chapter
4. 第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
极致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为子女所生，且生在律法以下。
But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
所谓的律法，就是因为他是犹太人的子孙呐，以色列人呐。
So the law was because he was a descendant of the Jews.
所以凡是犹太人，他们必须要遵守摩西的律法。
And these Jews had to follow the law, the Mosaic law.
所以一出生呢，就是犹太人呢。
So when he was born, he was a Jew.
那就是必须要守这个律法。
And he had to be subject to the law.
那好像中国人一出生也是中国人呢，就会过着农历的新年呢。
Just like when we're born Asian, we must celebrate the Chinese New Year.
啊，这个什么人他就有什么的法律文化。
With your race comes your culture.
So, 耶稣基督他是生在律法以下。
So Jesus Christ was born under the law.
因此他也是要被律法所拘束。
And therefore he was subject to the law.
所以他一出生的时候，他的父母亲也是带他去献祭呀。
And when he was born, his parents brought him to offer.
啊，到了十几岁的时候，他父母亲每年去去耶路撒冷敬拜神、献祭，他也跟着去。
And after he was some 10 years old, he went up to Jerusalem to offer.
但是他虽然啊，虽然经常跟这些文士、法利赛人挑战呢、啊。
Although he had to debate a lot with the Pharisees and scribes.
因为他来的目的就是带着恩典而来。
Because his purpose was to bring salvation.
可是呢，他是生在这个律法以下。
But he was subject to the law.
是要按照他们的规矩，也是要守那些律法的。
And he had to follow those laws.
他告诉当时的人说啊，他是神的儿子。
He told the people at the time that he was God's son.
可是当时的律法不允许他自己称为他是神的儿子。
But the law at the time did not allow him to call himself the son of God. And this was blasphemy. And he was subject to the law. He could not fight against this. And he was born under this situation. And now let's look at how Jesus faced the weakness and overcame the weakness. Because he's just like us. He went through the desert and was tempted. And how did he overcome this temptation? We had just mentioned Samson. He also was tempted. But Samson failed. And Jesus Christ did not. And so what were the differences between the two? It was because Jesus had prayed 40 days. He used God's word to refute Satan's words. So after the temptation was over, angels came to minister him. So when you face temptation, you must rely on God. Because God will help you open a way. He will not give you a temptation that you cannot bear. So we can trust in God. And Christ faced death and weakness. He was able to pray earnestly. And the angel came to assist him. Of course, when we face death, we are very afraid. And so was Jesus. Because he became like man. He was afraid too. But he prayed earnestly. And there was an angel who came to assist him. He gained courage and left and gave up his soul. And told his disciples, let's go. Let's go to Golgotha and pray. So that he could face death. It's because he prayed earnestly.
那他因软弱被钉十字架。
So Christ was nailed on the cross in weakness.
请看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 13 verse 4.
哥林多后书十三章。
2 Corinthians 13 verse 4.
十三章第四节。
13 verse 4.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样，同他软弱，但因神像你们所显的大能也必与他同活。
So for though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you.
那因为他是活在这个律法以下。
So because he lives under the law.
他是受困的律法。
He was bound by the law.
但是他当时回答这些祭司的时候说他是自称是神的儿子。
But when he returned to the priest, he became God's son.
所以那些大祭司啊，就要以这句话来定他的罪。
And Pharisees, the chief priests condemned him.
所以他因软弱就被钉在十字架上。
And because of his weakness, he was nailed on the cross.
这种软弱是当时的局势，当时的时事，这个他不能够改变的。
And this weakness was unchangeable.
但是他软弱，就被钉在十字架上了。
So he was nailed on the cross because of his weakness.
可是却因着神的大能，能够使他从死里复活。
But because of God's power, he was raised from the dead.
那我们最后来看，基督的软弱为我们带来这个福音。
And let's look at the weakness of Christ and how it brings good tidings to us.
他成为人的样子啊。
He became like man.
他也是带着软弱。
He brought weakness.
所以他就能够体恤我们的软弱。
So Jesus Christ can sympathize with our weakness.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能够体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他并没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
也就是说，基督耶稣能够了解我们的软弱。
So Jesus can sympathize with our weaknesses.
有些时候我们告诉别人自己的困难。
Sometimes we tell others our own weaknesses.
对方的回话，有些时候我们会说你不了解我的难处你还是不能够了解我。
And we tell them that, oh, you still can't understand me.
因为他没有经历过我们这种的挫折，经历过我们这种失败。
Because they haven't gone through, our failures.
比如现在很多人呢，为了生存为了移民的事情。
And now to a lot of people to, live and immigrate.
可能也是经过很多的挫折失败。
They may go through a lot of failures.
很多人没有经过这一个挑战。
A lot of people haven't experienced this challenge.
所以不知道这种人的辛苦啊。
So they don't know the pain that they have to go through.
有时候他们在说的时候，我们也不能够体会。有时候他们说你不了解我，因为你没有经过这个程序。
And it's very hard to sympathize with them because we haven't gone through the same experience.
可是基督耶稣不一样。
But God is different.
他成为人的样子来到世界上。
He took the form of flesh and became.
所以我们的软弱，我们的不足。
And our weaknesses, our shortcomings.
那他已经碰过了。
Jesus has experienced.
所以我们就能够来到他的面前，把我们所内心所遭遇到困难全部告诉他。
So we can tell Jesus all our problems.
他一定能够了解我们的软弱，了解我们的需要，了解我们的困难。
He will be able to sympathize with our weaknesses and our challenges.
所以圣经才说，只管坦然无惧地来到他的面前呢。
So the Bible says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
以前有一位弟兄他在做这个电脑的服务工作。
There once was a brother who worked with computers.
他在 IBM 上班呢。
He worked in IBM.
有一次被公司派到另一间公司就要解决他们的问题。
And once he was sent to another company to help them solve their problems.
他大概奋战了大概三天以后。
And after 3 days.
还不能够解决困难呢。
He was unable to solve that problem.
他整夜都不能够睡觉。
He couldn't sleep all night.
就是晚上常常去解决公司的困难，电脑的困难。
He was trying to solve the computer problems.
到了第四天。
And at the, in the fourth day.
他可以说精疲力竭的。
He solved it.
他真的是没办法了。
He was exhausted.
说当时这个就是他的软弱。
And this is his weakness.
不能够改变
And he couldn't change it.
所以他就把它交托给神了。
And so he gave it to God.
他就抱着电脑祷告。
He held the computer and prayed.
他说把他的困难告诉神。
He said, told God all his weaknesses.
因为他已经经过三天的努力。
because he had worked for 3 days.
还是不能够解决问题。
And could not solve the problem.
他就祷告时呢，抱着电脑祷告啊。
And so he held the computer and prayed to God.
啊，祷告以后。
And after he prayed.
他说好，那再试试看。
He said, "Okay, let's try again."
啊，他都没做什么，他只是把那个电脑的开关呢打开。
He didn't do anything. He just turned on the computer.
他很惊奇，哎，怎么电脑恢复正常了
？And the computer was normal.
他没有做什么。
He didn't do anything.
他就是在那个时候无助的时候，就祷告神啊。
At that time when he was weak, he asked God for help.
因为耶稣基督啊，了解他的困难。
Because Jesus Christ sympathized with his weakness.
我有体验过。
And I have experienced that.
有一次我到客人啊还没当传道的时候到。啊，客人那里去服务。
Before I was a preacher, I went to a customer to help him.
客人要叫我这个中午的时候去了。
The customer had requested that I went during summer, during lunch.
啊，因为吃饱饭了，就想睡觉。
And after I ate, I wanted to sleep.
所以那个时候真的，到那里的时候就不能够很专心了，就是。虽然是要想很专心，但是因为不说怎么样啊，这个就是很想睡觉。
So at that time, even though I wanted to concentrate, I couldn't because I wanted to sleep.
所以心里面就哎呀，怎么办呢、啊？这个默祷啊。
And so I prayed in my heart.
那、啊、这个 mouse 这个滑鼠啊，这个滑来滑去。
And then the mouse was like going like.Back and forth.
有时候不知道滑到哪里去。
And I don't know where it went.
这样滑滑，突然之间，就看一看，哎，怎么问题解决了
？And then, oh, I looked, and then the problem was solved.
我说怎么解决？我现在记不起来。
And I don't know how I solved it.
结果再回去，我也记不起来，说那个步骤是怎么样
？And when I went back, I didn't know what I did.
不过当时因为肉体软弱，就是祷告神啊，说神啊，帮助我啊。
But I was weak in the flesh, and I asked God for help.
说真的，神能够体恤我们软弱。
And so Jesus Christ can sympathize with our weaknesses.
那能够体恤我们软弱，了解我们软弱，他才能够为我们的祷告。
And because He can sympathize with us, He can intercede for us.
啊，请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
罗马书八章二十六节。
Romans 8:26.
八章二十六节。
8:26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵用亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
因为我们人有些时候不知道我们软弱在哪里。
Because sometimes we don't know where we're weak.
有时候不知道我们的需要在哪里。
Sometimes we don't know where we're in need.
可能我们的需要跟神所了解的需要是不一样。
Sometimes our necessities are different from what God thinks they are.
但圣灵他知道。
But the Spirit knows.
所以圣灵用说不出来的叹息啊，替我们祷告。
So the Spirit helps us pray with groanings which cannot be uttered.
因为他了解我们的软弱。
Because Jesus Christ sympathizes with our weaknesses.
啊，不但是帮助我们祷告。
Not only does the Spirit intercede for us,
甚至干脆，比较干脆，哎，担待我们的软弱。
It can take up our weaknesses.
啊，请看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音第八章十七节。
Matthew chapter 8:17.
马太福音八章十七节。
Matthew chapter 8:17.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说、啊、他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.、
哦、他了解我们的软弱。
So Jesus Christ understands our weaknesses.
然后就用圣灵来帮助我们祷告。
And he uses the Spirit to help us pray.、
啊、后来呢，他干脆来代替我们的软弱。
And it can even take up our infirmities.
因为软弱对我们来说可能是一种重担。
Because sometimes our infirmities can be a burden.
我们不能够去克服的。
And we can't overcome it.
就像刚刚我们所看到圣经里大卫他有两个元帅呀。
Just like what we read just now, how David had two generals.
那两个是比他强。
they were both stronger than him.
他刚被膏立还是很软弱的。
And even after he was anointed, he was weak.
所以他不能够去改变。
So he couldn't change it.
所以神要了解我们的软弱。
So Jesus understands our weakness.
后来干脆担当把他们担待起来。
And he can take up our infirmities.
那软弱有些时候对我们来说也是一种重担呢。
Because sometimes our infirmities are our burdens.
因为我们不能够去胜过它。
Because we can't overcome it.
我们不能够去改变它。
We can't change it.
所以有时候人的个性对我们来说也是一种软弱啊。
So sometimes our own character is a weakness.
啊，有时候自己也是很想努力去改变它。
We want to try hard to change it.
有些时候自己的环境也很想去改变它，使我们的生活过得更好。
And sometimes we want to change our surroundings so that we can live a better life.
啊，使我们在生活上困难呢一个一个的消除掉。
We wish that our problems could just go away one by one.
啊，但是有些时候啊，这个是不容易的。
But most of the time, this is difficult.
因为外在的形势还是很强的。
Because the worldly trends are very strong.
那可能对我们成为一种重担，可能一种压力。
And it can be a pressure, a burden.
神呢了解啊，主是基督，他了解我们的软弱。
But Jesus Christ sympathizes with our weaknesses.
所以他会代替我们软弱。
He can take up our infirmities.
我们再来看最后来看。
Lastly, let's look at Psalms.
诗篇六十八篇。
Psalm 68,
六十八篇第九节
verse 9.
诗篇六十八篇第九节
Psalm 68, verse 19.
六十八篇十九节
68, verse 19.
天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
啊，这个中文呢是说天天背负我们的重担。
Here it says.Who daily loads us with benefits?
那从另外角度来说啊，就是天天啊在祝福我们呢、啊，在当过那个福气给我们的主。
From another perspective, we can say that daily it is, blessing us.
所以看呢，神呢他担负我们的重担，天天哦、啊，天天在背啊。
And daily he is taking up our infirmities.
因为我们主的基督啊，他经历过跟我们一样的软弱，一样的困难。
Because Jesus has gone through the same challenges that we have.
一样的挑战。
The same, obstacles.
因为他生入啊，他出生啊，到这个时空里头啊。
Because he was born into this, into earth.
我们也是生活在这个时空里头。
And we are born in this time and space.
人都是有软弱的。
And all human beings have weaknesses.
人都是有极限的。
All humans have limits.
啊，主说他经历过了。
And Jesus has experienced this.
所以我们就来专心依靠他。
So we must diligently rely on him.
啊，不管什么大小事情。
No matter how big or small the.
我们不能够胜过的。
We can't overcome it.
那他要背负我们的重担。
Jesus will carry our burdens.
再唱诗。
Let us sing him.
441首。
441.